Well, good morning. 7:45 a.m. here on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, October the 2nd, 2024. Mostly blue sky day. There's a couple of clouds around, but it's mostly blue skies up there. There's a thin layer of hazy cloud way up high. You just barely make it out. It's that thin. But it is there, but hardly noticeable. It's a cold morning. Chilly. It's not cold, it's chilly. It's 40-ish, 40, 45, somewhere in there. It's quite lovely, actually. My nose is running a little bit, but I have my fingers in my pockets the whole time, listening to tunes. Just coming down from my last dance with Mary Jane. Tom Petty. Rest in peace. And thunderstruck for most of the long western reach. Morning. Good morning to you too. So some good tunes. I got pumped up this morning. I'm running slow. I'm running real slow. I was up at like 4:30, but I got sidetracked. Somebody was talking about how they just scored an old book of knots, Marlin Spike seamanship, and I was reminded that I used to have, and still do actually, because eventually I found it like this morning, Ashley's Book of Knots, which was the Marlin Spike Bible from the early 40s. So the book is almost, 80 years old? 44, actually it is 80 years old. Copyright on my edition is 1944, Doubleday. Doubleday and Company, Garden City, New York. And it's a wonderful book. It is a wonderful book. It's every knot, every cordage technique. I think I'm not 100% sure. They may even have knitting and crochet in it. I'd have to go look it up. But it has been the Bible for Marlin Spike, which is what the technical term, more or less, is for fancy knot work. Not to be confused with shibari, which is fancy rope work, and that's a whole other different use for rope. I mentioned that, you know, it was the book that the guy was talking about is a really good book. It's a really good book on knotwork. And I mentioned that I used to have, or thought I had, a copy of Ashley's Book of Knots. And it tickled me to be reminded of it. It's a blast from the past with exceptionally positive connotations. It was quite exciting. It's ridiculously exciting. It's made me stupidly happy. And I looked for it yesterday and I could not find it. And I was a little bit bummed because I was afraid I'd lost it in one of the moves or something. But no, I found it this morning. It was tucked between a couple of three-ring binders in my tall books bookcase. And I opened it up and remembered one silly little reality. The book is upside down. The book inside the cover is upside down. If you look at the spine and you find the top of the book and you open the front of the cover, you open just like a bunch of blank pages, and they're the end sheets for the book. If you turn it over and open from the other side, you find the front of the book, but the cover is upside down. And it's That's probably why I managed to score that book in it, from a used bookstore or something, because it's flawed. It's not, and it's been languishing. It has not had archival treatment. It's not necessarily in any particularly good shape, but I still have it. It's still mine. It has my name inscribed in the under the cover. I'm not likely to start breaking out rope and tying knots again, but it's good to know I've got the reference work in case I ever need to. So that was, you know, my morning was fanboying over knots and not work and finding the book, and I took a picture of it and shared it, and it was like, oh yeah, this is cool. It was not what I wanted the morning to start with, but it made me happy. So this morning I'm back on the old recorder. I did some testing yesterday. I did a lot of testing yesterday with various recording apps. None of them are any better than the default Samsung app, other than the fact that one of them, two of them allowed me to actually create the standing file name prefixes. Say that six times fast. And while the original Samsung native used to, doesn't anymore, which is a minor annoyance, be that as it may. The reality was that it does not record using this microphone or any microphone, because I tried three or four of them that I have in the house through that USB interface, and they all sound like crap. They're all overdriven. They're all part of the problem in the audio quality. Turns out that an awful lot of the audio, even when I talk really soft like this, an awful lot of the audio is overdriven, and there doesn't seem to be any way to adjust that. So I went back to the old standby and started looking at alternatives. Good morning. Yeah, she's got her head down. Watching the sidewalk, don't blame her. More traffic, more noise, more crap. They're doing a number on these roads here. I'm not sure exactly what. Repaving them. I do know what they're doing. It's just, noisy. They'll be gone in a few days. I, with any luck at all, will still be here. Well, not still, but I will be back again. So, this microphone is probably the problem. It is not the best microphone. And even on the old phone, it has a tendency to overdrive, which makes it sound clipped and staticky in places. So yeah, that's a problem. So I bit the bullet. I got a new phone. The USB-C socket on the bottom is not raggedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's not raggedy. Hasn't been. And I won't be using it for charging, since I have a wireless charger now. going to pause this while we deal with heavy equipment. That's gonna be a little bit better. That was a lot of noise. Oh, in part because my hearing aids are cranked way up. Anyway, so I bought the bullet. I'm gonna try a wireless USB adapter microphone. There are several of them that are intended specifically for recording to a phone in high quality, and I saw a review guy was doing exactly what I want to do with it, using a cheap mic on a Samsung phone, and the audio quality was amazing. So maybe I can get better, if not amazing. I'll settle for better. So that's coming, but it won't be here till maybe the weekend. The van woes continue. The glass guy came and looked at the glass, and he said, "Yeah, so it's all right." So we had him. So we started work, and he started tearing at the old glass, pulling down the fixtures and stuff. And he got it almost to the point where he was getting ready to put it in, and he took a second look at it and realized it was the wrong piece. Not only was it the wrong section of the vehicle, the rear quarter panel, it was the wrong side. Come on, Fonda, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I specifically asked if it was the driver's side rear quarter panel glass, and was told yes. And what I got, it's actually marked left hand in grease marker on the glass itself. It's not. It's passenger side, right hand. And it's the door. It's the mid panel, not the back panel. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. The guy was nice. He put the van back together again, didn't charge me anything. It was like... So we're back to square one on the van. Put out a couple more inquiries from some of the Pudge dealers that he recommended, the glass guy. And there's a couple of junkyards in the area. If I'm willing to go crawl around in the back of old vehicles, I might be able to find one. My mechanical aptitude is limited. My tool set is limited. So I know roughly, basically, how to do it. He explained it to me. He says, just pull these panels out. They just clip out. Two nuts here, two nuts there. And they should come free. And I'm thinking, yeah. And assuming that we manage to pull that off and pay another $100 for a piece of glass, or $50 for a piece of glass, or whatever it is, I'm still going to be left with a 30-year-old van. And the next thing to go, I might not be able to get the part for at all. It might be a transmission and not worth doing, and incapacitate the vehicle so I can't do anything with it and have to get it towed away or something. So I'm thinking, all right, it's probably time to just say, you know, it's been a good beast, and maybe it's time to get an upgrade. I registered with Carvana. Carvana sends me a new van to look at about every day, and they're right in the sweet spot. They're exactly what I'm thinking. They're exactly the van that I'd probably be the choice for us, and they'll deliver it. And they'll take away the old van. So, yeah, there's a lot to recommend that process, just from the perspective of solving this problem once and for all. The van goes good in the snow, but the transmission doesn't like the cold weather. It's really hard to get it started and moving in the morning. It starts good, but the transmission is really sluggish. It probably needs something like a flush, or I have the transmission fluid checked every time I do the oil check, which is due, but I hate to relegate it to a junkyard. Just because I can't get the parts to keep it rolling. And I know sooner rather than later, it's gonna get superseded. So it's one of those, I don't really wanna, I don't really have to, but wisdom would dictate that I probably should. It doesn't help that it's an odd beast. It was apparently made in Canada. In a Canadian factory. And so all of the standard US manuals run into problems when it comes time to doing things like putting wheels on it. I had to put tires on it, and I ran into this issue where the tires in the standard manual saying, this is the tires you want to put on it. And it turns out that, no, they're not the right size. Those aren't the right size. They're a different size tire. And there's some disparities in brakes or hosing or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway. Van problems, car problems. I wish I lived in a place where I could just walk. Or bike. I could bike to the grocery store, but that doesn't do any good trying to get to the dentist across town through multi-lane traffic. I have to rethink how often I do grocery shopping. I won't be able to do it once a week. I can't carry that much stuff on a bicycle. Solar gain, sun. I'm walking right into the sun here. And I walked right past the monk post without slapping it, didn't I? Oh well, van trouble. What else? Wandering In, book two. I started book two. Book one was way better than I expected it to be. I dove right into book two. I'm probably going to have to, this is probably going to be the book I have to recommend to the newsletter group, just because I get so many books in the series, and I'm not feeling like I'll probably put it down until I get through to the end, around book, what is it, 7, 8, I don't know. I had a good session writing yesterday. I need to have a good session writing today. I need to build on the momentum. I need to build some momentum, getting going, getting the hours in, getting the time in, getting the words now. Good morning. Getting the faucet turned on, or at least getting used to it being turned on in the morning. Even though it gets turned off again. Making the effort to turn it on in the morning and see if the water's hot. Probably need a hot water heater too, speaking of that. New roof on the house. Now. But it's a beautiful morning. I had some good tunes this morning. I also have wicked dry mouth. But it's a good morning. It's a pretty morning. Blue sky, a few contrails up there, sun's bright. More trees beginning to change into their fall arrayment. Not a raiment, it's raiment. Fall raiment, there we go. This little tiny crab apples look so funny. I think I mention them every time I walk by them, but they always strike my eye because they're really red. They're really a deep apple red. They're not almost cherry. Cherry red seems to be a little lighter red to me mentally, when in actuality it's actually a pretty deep red. But they're really only the size of peas. And even for crab apples, that looks wrong to me. It just looks terribly wrong. The willows haven't started really changing yet. The maple tree in my yard hasn't changed. The big tree down the block has changed the top, just the very top branches. It's an ash tree here that's got one side beginning to change. There's a, I think that's a mountain ash that's got a little bit of yellow on the top. My next door neighbor is going to regret not taking down this branch. Big cottonwood branch, it's clearly dead. Bark peeling off the base of it. If it comes down, it's going to come down in his yard or on his house. Yeah, well. Not my circus, not my monkeys. I am, however, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And that is a trash truck going by. But, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.